Okay, today is Daf Lamed Hey. We are on Daf Lamed Hey. And again, just like the Mishnah did earlier, the Mishnah said, Tana Rabbanan. How do you know that a pre-8th Hadar is an Esrog? How do you know that? Says the Rambam, we know that because Yoshua ben Nun took an Esrog, and since then, every year, Jews take an Esrog. That's how we know. So what's the Gemara doing? How do we know? Tana Rabbanan. Pre-8th Hadar. And then the Gemara is going to have a whole, all these criteria, and we're going to back it in that it's an Esrog. Says the Rambam, we're just doing that to see if we can get it out of the words of the Pasuk. But in the Chanami, it's a tradition that's never been challenged, never been questioned, and that's how we know it's an Esrog. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Pre-8th Hadar. It says in the Torah, pre-8th Hadar. Eight, shetam, eitzo, upirio, shave. It's a tree where the tree and the fruit inside tastes the same. Havi omer ze esrog. That's an esrog. What does that mean? That the tree and the fruit taste the same. Tree tastes like bark. Fruit doesn't taste like bark. Not even esrog tastes like that. I don't have a good answer. The Kapos Tamarim says like this. That the best, the Kapos Tamarim says, one of the Achronim on Sukkah, he says, most citrus fruits anyway, have a peel. Right? Inside the peel is a fruit. So take, for example, a lemon. A lemon's very bitter, right? But a lemon is bitter, so esrog tastes different than a lemon? I don't know. So why is the lemon different than an esrog? It's bitter. Says the Kapos Tamarim, you ever cut open an esrog? You ever cut open? Yeah. You know how little fruit is inside an esrog? It's a tiny amount of fruit in there. Okay. The peel is so thick. So you see from here that the ikar pri is the peel. So why would Hashem make the peel so thick? You don't have all the apples, orange is not like that, the lemon's not like that, the grapefruit's not like that. All these citrus fruits that have peels are not so thick. Only this is so thick. So it must be that the ikar fruit is the peel. That's very bitter. That's the closest you're going to get to the eating bark. So he says. I have a different answer.
Because years ago, I was chaperoning my grandkids' school trip to a nature reserve.
Yeah.
And they showed us a tree there. I can't remember what it was, but they said, eat the bark of this tree. And it tasted like fruit. It was very sweet and succulent.
I don't know.
So it wasn't an esrog.
Right. I don't know. Vema palpalin, says the Gemara, maybe it's peppers. Where peppers come from? Why? The Kitatanya, Hayramir Omer, Mimashma Shenemar, Unatatem, Kol Eitz. It says plant every tree you can plant, any of Deashu Eitz Michael. I know that it's Eitz Michael. I know that it's a Matamalomer Eitz Michael. What it means is Eitz, Shetamo, Eitz, Apriya Shavi, Havi Omer, Zel Palpalin. It also palpalin have that property, where the tree and the fruit taste the same. First of all, teach you that papalin are chayiv in orla, says Rashi, klomar, the third white line on top. The lo tema min yeriku. Don't tell me it's a vegetable. Mipneshu eitz shuffle kmin rosem. Like it's a low tree, like a rosem. She'ena gavo min aretz, which is very low off the ground. But it's not a vegetable, says Rashi. Right? Don't think it's a vegetable. Because vegetables are not chayiv in orla, only fruits are. Even though it's very low, it's not a vegetable. Says Tosfos over on top, lo tema min yareku. Don't say it's a vegetable. Mipneishu eitz shuffle kamo rosem she'ena gavoa kach perish bekuntra. That's what Rashi says. Fikasha de lo bahachi talya milsa. That's not the benchmark whether something's a tree or not. Ukama eitzim shefelim heim. There are many low trees. There's the status of a tree. They're halacha of a tree, even though they're low. Sheyesh lehem toras ilon. They have the status of a tree. Elahainu taima. This is a different reason why. Mishum darminan beperek basra de yuma. Kas palpuli b'yom de kipuri putter. That if you eat peppers on Yom Kippur, you putter. Uparich mehach papalin, the papalin chayiv ba'orla? What about orla? Umashani, the answer is, ha b'tevisa, right? Where it's wet, so it's not a valid food. Or ha b'yabeshta, where it is a valid food, right? V'soka daitach kivin desofa liyavesh. Even though it's going to dry up, it's going to become dry. Afila retivusa peturin, even when it's moist, also potter, comes on the Gemara, it's not potter. So it has nothing to do with the fact that it's low. Many things are low. Vim tomar, munalan dekra, de papalin, how do you know that that pasuk about Yom Kippur or Orla is talking about a papalin, ema esrog, maybe it's an esrog, the ema tilson, maybe it's another thing, tilson, some kind of vegetable, the esrog, tam eto periyashava, kdamar hacha, the chen tilson, kdamir vishili parakama de beta, same thing. Vieshlomar, ain ze chirish, imu chayeba orla. Esrog, no chirish net. The tilson min yereku, tilson's a vegetable. Kidachashiv klayim the karim, like because you're over in klay karim in that, which has to be vegetables. Kivdam sechs orla, umaisi la beresh beta, bishili haorel, misha yelo chavile tilson, shal klay karim. So tilson is a vegetable. So don't bring me a riot from there. It says, I'm not sure what Tosas is arguing with Rashi or is agreeing with Rashi on some level, but it's not a vegetable, and therefore it should be chayv in orla, and therefore maybe. Priyat Hadar is pilpul, whatever pilpul is, peppers. So Gemara also the ain Eretz Yisrael chaser klum, and also Eretz Yisrael doesn't lack anything. Shenemar lo sachser kol ba, everything's in there. So maybe Priyat Hadar is palpulin. So the Gemara says no, it can't be. Even though it might have the properties that we just said, that it's eto imperial shaveh, that might be true, but it can't be. It can't. Why not? Why can't it be? Hatsam mishum dol efter. It's not possible. Why? Heichi nevin. How are you going to take a palpulin? Ninkot chada, you can take one. Lo minkara l'kichasa, you can't even see it, it's so small. Ninkot treo tlasa, you can take two or three of them? That can't be right. Echad amarachmana, v'lo shnayim u'shlo shaperos. Only one, not two or three. Hildach lo efshar. So that can't be right. Okay?
Yeah, I'm a bit confused about saying it's a vegetable. I mean, we say raspberry is not a vegetable even though it grows on a tree because it's a bush.
That's what we're saying. What makes something have the status of a vegetable or a fruit? It has nothing to do with, it's not a tall tree like, you know, like an apple. Nothing to do with that. What does that have to do with? Other things. Other properties that make it a vegetable or a tree or a fruit. Height is one indication. There's no such thing as a vegetable that's high. That you don't have. You don't have the other way. You can have a fruit that's low.
So peppers
are low. So Rashi said, don't let that scare you off. It's still a fruit, even though it's low. Even though it's low. Still a fruit.
So strawberries and raspberries are...
Strawberries are big machlokas. Some have a machlokas.
So raspberries then, are they subject to all
that? If they're fruits, I don't know. It's only in Israel anyway. It's not true. It's here also. I don't know every single one. Do you make ha'eitz on them or not?
No. It's
then if you don't make a ha'eitz, it's not a fruit. Maybe a suffik. If it's a suffik, you make a hadama. Because even trees are in the ground. Right? So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Rabbi Omer, I have another reason why it's an esrog tree. You know why? Al tikri hadar ella hadir. A deer is a pen. Like when you keep sheep.
Yeah.
Ma deer. Zeh. This is like a pen. Yesh bo. Gedol muktanim. Tmim mubali mumin. Just like a pen. You have all big ones, big sheep, small sheep, healthy sheep, sickly sheep. Hakanami, yeshbo gedolim, ketanim, tamim, and balimumin. So it's like on an esrog tree. So many different sizes. So many different shapes. Good ones, not good ones. So many different ones. So the Gemara says, one second. Atu shar peros, leslu gedolim, ketanim, tamim, and balimumin. Well, honestly, you don't have that by other tree, by other fruits too. Of course you do. Ela haki kamar, ad shebon ketanim, adayin gedolim kayamin. Like we said before, when the small ones come, the big ones are still there. Says Rashi, Klomar in the Rashi of Ad Shabam Ketanim. Klomar, Hai Gedol Muktanim, Lav Shal Shana Achas Kamar. We're not talking about 1 year. El Gedolim Shal Ishtakeid Uketanim Shal Shana Zu. No, they were last year's fruit. They're still here. They didn't take them off the tree. Most trees, I don't know if there's any other. I don't know. I'm not an expert in trees. I don't know, but most fruit, they all come off at the end of the season. They don't stay on from year to year. Only a srogim do that. Maybe there's more, but Esrogim do that. She Esrog Dor V'Gadol B'Ilano Shtayim V'Shalosh Anim. They stay on for 2 or 3 years. U'Kishabon V'Chontin Shal Achshav. And when you want to take off those right now, I die in Gadol V'Shtak and Kehemavo. The big ones are still here. That's why I said, it's the only fruit I know of that there's so many different sizes from the same crop. You don't have that by apples or oranges. Take off the oranges from the tree, they're all the same size. Basically the same size. Right? Apples, they're all the same size from that tree. But we have walk at the shul, see a 1,000 different shapes and sizes. Well, how'd that happen? Because the esrog tree is unique, and it stays on from year to year. So you can have a small esrog and a large esrog, and they're both ripe. It's very unusual. You don't have that by any other fruit that I know of, and therefore that must be the hadar, which is hadir. That's another reason why it's hadir, why it's an esrog. Rabbi Avo Amar, al tikri hadar ela hadar, which means davar shadar. Same answer, davar shadar bi ilano mishana l'shana. It lives on the tree from year to year. Dar means to dwell. It's not in a rush to go anywhere. It stays on for years. You don't have that by other fruits. So therefore, the Priyat Hadar is an Esrog. Benazi Omer, Al Tikri Hadar Ela Idur. Idur is Shekem Balashin Yavani, in Greek, Korin Lamayim Idur. They call water Idur, in Greek. Vezu Ze Hi Shekadal Kalamayim. What fruit grows on water so much? Havi Omer Ze Esrog. What does this mean? The Hidur means really a Greek word. Not 100% sure how that works. As many say, no, we have fill-in is in Africa, the word tat means two, and kat means two, so you have there four. What do we need to go to Africa for? So, of course, the shorish of all the words is Hebrew, and same thing over here, and it's just it's a reference to esrog. Okay, so for all these various reasons, we know it anyway, because Yeshua ben Nun took an esrog, and since then everyone took an esrog, we know it anyway, but they were trying to see if you can get it out of the tzukim. If you don't like it, you still take an esrog. Didn't change. Still take an esrog every sukkah. Still take an esrog. Then we said, shall asher v'shal eri nidachas pasul. An asher tree, or an eri nidachas, also, for an esrog is also pasul. My time, but why? Same thing. Kivin de l'srei fukoi, since they're going to be burned, ketusei michtas shurei. Since they're omade and ready and roy to be burned, it's as if they're already burned, they don't have a shear, and you can't take an esrog without a shear. Now, this we never came before. Orla, there's no orla by Hadassim, Aravos, and Lulav. There's no orla, because they're not edible. So, shall orla pasul? It's from orla, you're not allowed to use an esrog that's orla. Why not? Why can't you use an esrog that's orla? I'm not allowed to eat it. So I'm not going to eat it, I'm using it for esrog. So what's wrong with that? Right? Orla means it's been its first 3 years on the tree. Right? I planted a tree, and its first 3 years. So why can't I use an esrog that's orla? Oh, so my timer, so it's a machlokas. Pligi ba rebchiyah ber oven, rebbi asi. It's a machlokas. Chad amar, lefi she'ein ba heter achila. You can't eat it. And Rashi points out, v'rachmona amar, lochem. It says, lakachtem lochem. Haru'uya lochem, b'chol darkei hanaso. It has to be yours in all ways of hana. It has to be that you could eat it. And this has to be you can't eat. That's what one man d'amar says. V'chad amar, another man d'amar says, lefi she'ein bo din mamon. It doesn't have a din mamon. You can't sell it. Why can't you sell it? Because who are you selling it to? Who's buying it? No one's allowed to eat it. Therefore, it's asr bahana, so it's not worth anything. That's what Rashi says. She'ein shavu pruta. It's not worth anything. That's suri hanan. Who? It's asr bahana. Hilkach, lav shel lochem. It's not lochem. Now.
So if a fruit that came on an esrog tree in its third year is still on the tree in the fourth year,
so that's a complicated question about, first of all, Trumas and Isris, Arla, all these things. It's a complicated question. It's not for now. So, Kasal Kadaitach, we wanted to say, Man de boy heter achila, if the issue is money, if the issue is eating it, and Arla you're not allowed to eat, lo boy din mamon. You wouldn't have to have a din mamon. You don't even require that. What's an example of that? So Rashi says, let's say you have an esrog of Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Forget Arla. It's Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. You're allowed to eat the esrog? Yes. Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Is that what I'm supposed to do with it? I'm allowed to eat it. Can I sell it? Am I allowed to sell it to you? So according to many, You're not allowed to. Why? Because it doesn't really belong to you. It really belongs to Hashem. You have a heter to eat it here. You have a heter to eat it. Heter achila you have. Mammon you don't have. You're not allowed to sell it. So you can hold... What?
Or if the other person eats it.
What? You're not allowed to sell it.
No, no, no.
So that has no intrinsic value.
You're allowed to sell it before you go there.
No, in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to...
I understand.
You're not selling it, you're redeeming it.
Same thing.
What? No, it's not the same thing at all.
I can redeem it because he has vegetables and I want fruit.
Right.
Why
so,
can't we swap?
You can. You can. That's not selling it.
It's the same thing.
No, but in Yerushalayim, you can't do that. I didn't sell it. I didn't redeem it. Now I'm in Yerushalayim. I don't need it. I want to sell it to you. You're not allowed to. Once you walk into Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. Heter Echila you have. Heter Mammon? Don't have. What about the other way around? Uman de boy din Mammon, low boy din Heter Echila. And the other way around. It could be it's only worth money, but you're not allowed to eat it. What's that an example of? Tevel. Tevel, you're not allowed to eat. Till you take off Trumas and Maizras. Are you allowed to sell it? Yes. Tevel's an Asabana. So I could sell it, but I can't eat it. So you see that they each have their Shita. What's the story with an Esrog of Arla? One said because it's not worth any money. One said because you're not allowed to eat it. They're not mutually exclusive. Well, they are mutually exclusive. Each one's its own world. Because you can have cases of one and not the other. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said, Truma Temeya, Shal Truma Temeya is Pasal. Our Mishnah said that Truma Temeya is no good, right? What's Truma Temeya? Truma Temeya is truma that you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to have hana. You're allowed to use it for firewood. You're not allowed to eat it. So you could sell it for money, as long as someone doesn't need it. I understand why the esrog of Truma Temeya is puzzle. It doesn't have an heter achila. You can't eat it. Elamanda amar lefi she'ein ba din mamon. But if you tell me the reason is because it doesn't have any money, hamai harei asakatach atavshilo. You can use it for firewood under the pot. You can cook it. No, you can't cook it. You can use it as kindling. So it has heter ana. It's worth something. Ella, the answer is heter achila kuli al lo pligi beinon. Everyone holds, you're required, everyone holds, esrog is required to be edible. You have to be able to eat it. Or you're not allowed to eat, so it's not good. Everyone agrees to that. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas? Bedin mamon. Does it also have to have a requirement that's not worth money? Mar savar, heter achila beinon, din mamon lo beinon. You don't require that. Umar savar, din mamon, nami beinon. And the other one holds, you also require that it has to be worth money. What's an example of that? My Benai, what are they arguing about? Ikebenayo, Maiser Shani, be Yerushalayim, Aliba de Rameir. Maiser Shani, in Yerushalayim, according to Rameir, who holds, and Maiser Shani doesn't belong to you, belongs to Hashem. Lamanda, Marlovisha, Ain Beheter Achila, Harish Beheter Achila. Are you allowed to use Maiser Shani Esrog in Yerushalayim on Sukkot? If you hold that the issue is Heter Achila, Heter, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat it. I'm in Yerushalayim, and it's Maaser Sheni, and I'm allowed to eat it. But Laman Damel V'She'ein Badin Mamon Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavohu doesn't belong to you. Or doesn't belong to you? It belongs to you. It belongs to Hashem. You're not allowed to sell it, and therefore it has no Din Mamon. So it's a machlokas. Could you use Maaser Sheni Esrog in Yerushalayim on Sukkot? It's a machlokas. Some say yes, and some say no. Okay. Now the Gemara says. Tistayin, let's bring a raya. The Rav Asi, the Omar, lefi she'ein ba din mamon. Rav Asi is the one who holds that it doesn't have a din mamon. That it also has to have a din mamon. In addition to the fact that it has to be edible, it has to be able to be sold. It's also sellable. Why? The Omar of Asi, Rav Asi said, Esrog shal Maaser Sheni, an Esrog of Maaser Sheni, l'divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, ein adam yotze bo yidei chavasa b'yontif. You're not yotze. L'divrei chachamim, you are Yotze. So what do you see from here? According to Rav Asi, Esrog has to have a din mamon. So Esrog Maaser Sheni is kosher only according to the Chachamim, Tistayim. Okay, you proved it. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Okay? Good? Next story. Gufa. Next. Amar Rav Asi, Esrog Shal Maaser Sheni, L'Divrei Meir, Ein Adam Yotze Dei Chavasa B'Yontif. According to Rav Meir, you can't use it on Yontif. Why not? Because you can't sell it. It's not sellable. Udevi chachamim, adam yotzid yichavosu b'yontif. Matzah shal ma'aser sheni? What about matzah of ma'aser sheni? Matzah of ma'aser, what's matzah of ma'aser sheni? You took wheat to ma'aser sheni, you brought it to Yishalayim, you make matzah out of it. Matzah shal ma'aser sheni, udevi rameir, ain't adam yotzid bo'yid yichavosu b'pesach. You can't use it on Pesach. Where'd that come from? So Rashi says, Yidechovas achilos matzah laila rishon. Ulekam aparach, mikziv matzaschem. Does it say your matzah? What kind of halach is this? Why not? L'divi chachamim, odem yotzi yidechovasa b'pesach. According to the chachamim, you're allowed to use it on Pesach. Right? It's funny. The Rosh Hash points out that it says over here, when it comes to Sukkot, he calls it the gufa. It doesn't say besukkis. When it comes to matzah, it says Pesach. How come by sukkis it calls it yomtif, and on Pesach it calls it matzah? It calls it Pesach. Why doesn't he call it sukkis? Why does he call it yomtif? Pickup wouldn't even notice that, right? Why does he switch the lashon? So. He has a whole complicated answer that by Pesach, maybe we're trying to Chalamoy, that the answer is whether Chalamoy changes anything. So, okay. Isa shal ma'aser sheni.
Unless Esrog is edible, in which case you could eat it.
But it definitely is edible.
Sorry?
It's edible l'maisa, question halachically. Right. Isa shal ma'aser sheni, the dough of ma'aser sheni, l'divrei Rav Meir, patur min achala. It's patur from chala. Why is it patur from chala? It doesn't belong to you. Right? According to the Chacham, it's chayev in chala. Says Rashi, last Rashi on the page, Diksiv ariso seichem. It says your dough. Vahai digavahu. This belongs to Hashem. Why does it belong to Hashem? All ma'aser sheni belongs to Hashem. Va'afagav de ikah heter achila. Even though you're allowed to eat it, kiven de les be din shar mamon. Doesn't have any other attributes of money. Lav di dehu. It's not considered yours. And therefore, there's no din of chala. Maskevlar of Papa Bishlama Isa. Fine, I get that. Isa dechzivet says reishis ariso seichem. Esrog namikziv lachem mishalachem. Ela matzah mikziv masaschem. Why is matzah ma'aser sheni? No, doesn't say matzaschem. Why not? Amar Rava Bar Shmuel v'itamer of Yemar Bar Shlemia Isya lechem lechem. It's a gzeira shava. It's a gzeira shava. Okay. So. It's a gzeira shava. Ksiv hacha lechem oni. It says by matzah lechem oni. Uksiv hasam. And it says by chala. V'haya ba'ach lechem. Right? Milechem ha'aretz. Ma'alahal mishal lechem. Just like by chala has to be lechem. V'lo mishal meiser. Afkan mishal lechem. V'lo mishal meiser. Right? Has to be yours. And not yours. Has to be yours and not yours. Has to be yours. Because they're Shavuot from Chala. Says this Fasemis. So when it comes to Sukkot, everybody's makbid. If you don't have a lul of an esrog, what do? You have to give it a batana, almanas lahavzir, because it has to be yours. How come you invite somebody over to the Seder? No one's makbid on this halacha. Same thing. Has to be you. You have to give the matzah over to the guest, make sure it's his. Otherwise, not yours to the mitzvah. It's not his. How come no one's backward about that?
Because they're going to eat it.
But it has to be yours. You can't borrow someone else's matzah. So when I'm a guest by you, you give me matzah. How am I eating it?
If I give matzah and you're going to eat it, it's obviously I gave it to you when it's yours.
That's what the Sfasemis answers. Yeah. It's obvious. How come by Lola it's not obvious?
Because you return it. Because it's something that can be...
But isn't it built into the... I'm only giving it to you because I know you're going to return it to me. No. Isn't that built in? No. I just spent a few hundred dollars on this. I don't have one. I forgot to buy one. All right, hey, use mine. No, of course you're going to give it back.
I'm done with my mitzvah.
What?
I'm done with my mitzvah.
Right, okay.
Maybe I bought two.
Maybe you bought two. Okay, maybe here.
If you sit down at my table and I give you food, it's obvious you're going to eat the food. It belongs to you now.
Lema Mithayale. Let's sort of bring a riot to all this. No. It's not true?
I don't think it's a very good question.
Oh. Isa, so my sir Shady. Isa of Ma'aser Sheni, Petur Menachala, Isa of Maizer Sheni is Patr from Chala, Divra Meir. Chamor Mecheres Mechala. Lema Mitzayale. Oh, sorry. The one says, Lema Mitzayale. Let's try to bring a raya, right? To Ravasi said. What did Ravasi say? Ravasi said exactly this. That Lema Mitzayale. Let's try to bring a raya that it's true. What's a raya? Isa Shal Maizer Sheni. Isa of Maizer Sheni. Patur Men Achala Divra Meir. Vechala Momrim. Chayavish Mechala. Yechayav Mechala. So the Gemara says, Lema Mitzayale? He. It's not a raya. It's the same exact thing. It's like better than a raya. When you bring a raya from a brisa, it doesn't say exactly what you want it to say. It doesn't say exactly what you want it. It's close enough and you can, it's the same thing. Here, it's the exact same words. Ella, midbidaha pligi baha nami pligi. Since they argue by chala, they also argue by matzah and esrog. O Dilma, shiny Isa, maybe Isa's different, Damakra, Ariso Sechem, Ariso Sechem, Trezimni, it says it twice, and therefore it's an extra words, so maybe Chal would be different than Matzah and Esrog, but we bring a Brisa that says no, they're the same. Okay. Now, Vishal Truma Temeya Pesula, you can't use an Esrog of Truma Temeya, it's puzzle. Why? Let's be Hetar Achil, because I don't eat it. What about Shal Truma Tahora, Lo Yitol? What about Truma Tahora? Why can't I use Truma Tahora? Tar Truma. What's wrong with that? Why can't I use that? So, Pligibar Vami Rav, it's a machlokas. Chada Amar B'nei Shemach Shira. You're going to make it get wet, and it's going to be able to be Mekabal Tumah. Says Rashi, Shemach Shira, Lekabal Tumah. Kedam Rinan B'mas Nisan, we're going to say later on in the week, Mekabelas Isha Miyad B'na, Umiyad Baila, the wife, the Mishnah says it like that, the wife takes the loaves of Esrog from the husband, and Umachzeres Lamayim B'Shabbos, and she puts it into water on Shabbos, Shehayu Shorin Aguda B'Shabbos, and she would soak the Dalad Minim on Shabbos, Kadesh Lo Yivoshu, so it shouldn't dry up, and she did it during the week also. The reason I mention Shabbos is because Shabbos is a hach, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, but even during the week they would do that, right? The point is, that the esrog would get wet. And there's a rule, nogim esrog hukshel l'tumah. Once the esrog gets wet, now it's ready to become tameh. Dichsiv ki yitein mayim al zera. Has to be yitein mayim al zera. V'asur ligrom tumah l'tumah. You're not allowed to make tumah tameh. You're not allowed to do anything to bring tumah closer to becoming tameh. Dichsiv mishmartem tumosi. Om rachmana. Asei l'cha shimur. Make sure it doesn't become tameh. By me using an esrog of tumah for the dal minim, it's going to become wet. Why is it going to become wet? Because we keep the dalaminim wet so they should stay fresh. Now that once I get it wet, I made it mekabel tumah. So I'm bringing it closer to becoming tameh. So you shouldn't do that. Therefore, don't use an esrog from truma. Avoid all these problems. That's one man damar. V'chad amar b'bnei shem afsida. Because by handling it, you ruin it. Touch it always, you make it, you scrape up. Don't do that. This is truma. It's holy. Use it for food. Don't use it for a mitzvah. Everyone touches it. Everyone wants to look at it. The kids touch. Leave it alone. May benayu, what's the difference between these two answers? Kigon shekara alay shem chutz mulekipas lechitona. What if you designated as truma except for the outer shell? The outer shell is not going to be truma. So landa amar bnei shemach shira ikka. It's still going to get wet. The whole thing is going to get wet. So the whole thing is going to become tamei. Landa amar bnei shemach shira leka. That issue doesn't apply anymore. Because why doesn't it apply? Exactly. But the outside, is not truma. So you're not ruining anything. You're not ruining truma. You're ruining the outside, which is not truma. Fine. Then it said, "V'im natal an esrog of truma tahora kshira." But at the end of the day, if you use an esrog of truma tahora, it's good. You shouldn't do it for these two reasons. But if you did it, it's fine. L'man da'amar b'nei she'ein b'heter achila, hare yesh b'heter achila. Right? Why was Arla no good? Because Arla didn't have a heter achila. This does have an heter achila, right? Rashi says, listen to this Rashi, who can eat a truma? A kohen. Rashi says, heter achila le kohen. Or kohen. The Yisrael, listen to this Rashi, the Yisrael nami, what if you're not a kohen? Most Jews are not kohanim. So it's truma, b'di evan you can use it. Why? By Arla, it's true. Arla didn't have heter achila. This does have heter achila. If you're a kohen, you can eat it. What about if you're not a kohen? V'Yisrael nami nafik bay. Even Yisrael could use this esrog. Why? Im lakcha mikoin. If he buys it from a kohen, hoel v'yachol achila leben bito kohen, he can give it to his grandson who's a kohen. Right? It's why his daughter's husband who's a kohen, his son-in-law. He can give it to his son-in-law who's a kohen. Avol pidyon ein la, but he can't redeem it. Lios niteres lachil Yisrael. But a Jew could never eat it. Why can a Jew never eat it? Because he's not allowed to redeem true, but it's not tummy. And then Rashi says very strange words. V'omer kein rashahu. If you say otherwise, you're a Rasha. Rashi said that for all of a sudden. If you say otherwise, you're a Rasha. Says to me, Iri, what's Rashi talking about? If a Yisrael can give it to his son-in-law, who's a Kohen, that's not heter achila. That's heter ana. Rashi said, what's the heter achila if you're a Kohen? Says Rashi, and if you're not a Kohen, you also let it use an esrog because you can give it to your son-in-law. That's not heter achila. That's ana. He's going to eat it. He's a Kohen. He can use it again. What's Rashi talking about? Very good question. What is Rashi talking about? And then Rashi said, if you say otherwise, you're a Rasha. Like, what's Rashi talking about? Says Tosfos, no. Since a Kohen is allowed to eat it, and in a Chanami, Yisraelim are not allowed to eat it, that's enough to call it Heter Achila. Some people, some Jews, very small amount, some Jews can eat it. Therefore, it's under the category of Heter Achila. 90% to 80% of Jews can't eat it. Fine. But the 20%, whoever's Kohanim, they can eat it. When Rashi says you can give it to your son-in-law, very Shver Rashi. Because giving it to him is not Achila, it's only Hana. Yeah, I have the right to give it to him. That's very fantastic. It's not Achila. How does that change anything? Good question. Okay. Now, Lan Damash V'She'en Badin Mamon, Hariyesh Badin Mamon. And if it's about money, here you could. It has the Truma Tahora Yesh Badin Mamon. Why? Because he says why? Why? How does it have a Din Mamon? You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to sell Truma. No, but you're allowed to be Mekadosh a woman with Truma. Since a Kohen can be Mekadosh a woman with an Esrog, it has a Din Mamon. That's why. Okay, next. Vishal Demai. We said Demai, can you use Truma, can you use an Esrog of Demai? So Bishamai said no, and Beis Hillel said yes. What's that machlok is about? My time at the Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, who eats Demai? Demai is something I'm not sure Truma was taken off. So now let's eat it. Who could eat it? An ani can eat it. A soldier, these people can eat it. So kivin to eat by mafkul and the chutz, they have the ani. Says Beis Hillel, you can make yourself into an ani. You can renounce all your possessions to become an ani. You give everything you have away. For chazile, then you can take this esrog. Hashtanami, loch lechem karina bay. That's enough of a category of considered yours. It's enough. Utnan, we looked at the mission in Demai, Utnan. Achilas aniyim Demai. You can give aniyim Demai. There, it's all, the whole thing is exera derabanan. So for aniyim, we didn't make the exera. Vesachsani Demai, you can give Achsani Demai too. Achsani are soldiers. Achsani are soldiers? Yeah. Traveling soldiers. So they're like aniyim. V'beshamai, oni lo achul Demai. It says Beshamai, I agree, you could do that. You could make yourself into an oni. That won't help you. Because even aniyim can't eat Demai. Ditnan, same Mishnah. Machilan aniyim, the take at the in. Machilan aniyim Demai. Vesachsani Demai. From Ravuna, Tana, Beshami Omrim, Ein Machilas Aniyim, Vesachsani Demai. You can't give it to them. Ubeshil Omrim, Machilas Aniyim Demai, Vesachsani Demai. Okay? So that's what the Machlokas is about. Next, Ves Meiser Sheni be Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. What the Mishnah say? Again, Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, an Esrog of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. What the Mishnah say? Lechadchila, don't do that. Why not? Lamandam Shem Machshira, Hare Machshira. Because according to what you're going to make it now eligible to become Tamei, that's a problem. Same thing with Master Sheni. You're ruining it by touching it so much. But b'di'evet, if you did it, Master Sheni in Yerushalayim, it's fine. You could eat it. It's going according to the Rabbanon that say Master Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, therefore it's yours, and if it's Mamon Hedyot, it's not a problem. Okay, now we're going to do this Mishnah, this Gemara from here to here. Like there's like 20 pages of Shulchan Aruch about this, in the next 10 lines of Gemara. So also chazazis. A chazaz is some kind of blotch. So blotch appears on the esrog. The halacha is, it's puzzle. As long as it's on rove of the esrog. If it's on rove of the esrog, it's possible. Amar of Chista, Davar Zeh Rabbeinu Agadol Amru, Hamakam Yeh Obazrog. This is what Rabbeinu Agadol said, Hashem should help him. This is what he said. Lo Shanu, that's only true. What's only true? That if it's rove, it's possible. El B'makam Echad. It's rove on one area of the esrog. Avol B'Shnayim U'Shlosha Makomos, but if it's spread out over the whole esrog, kosher. That's kosher. Does that make sense? Not really. Amar le rabba rava adrab, just the opposite. It's an uglier esrog. B'Shnayim U'Shlosha Makomos, havali kimenumer apostles. The whole spotted esrog, the whole esrog is spotted. El Eid Marachi Asifit, here's what he said. Al miyuto kosher. If it's on a minority part of the esrog, you have some blotches on a small area, that's fine. Amar Rav, Chista, Dovazer Ben Hagadol Amru, Famokim Yezro, Lo Shanu, this is a din, that it's on a minority's kosher, El Makom Echad. So it's localized in one spot on the esrog. Avol, El Makom Echad, Avol, B'Shayim Shoshim Makomos, Havalin Kibinumar, Upasol. What?
Sounds very familiar.
Well, yeah, could be. Amar Rava, says Rava now, very interesting halacha. Val chotmo, but if it's on the chotem of the, what's the chotem? The chotem is the part of the esrog that starts to slope up. So it's the upper, less than a third. It's less than a third. Maybe a quarter, the top quarter where it starts to slope up. That's called the chotem. If it's there, afilu mashu nami puzzle. Even a mashu is puzzle. Why is that? What's up with that? So Rashi says, a very interesting reason. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says the middle level lines. Shinira sham le'inayim yoser mishar makomos shabo. You see it more than the other. It's the first thing your eye looks at when you're holding it. Shabo also ove adam dosin be'enov. That's the spot you look at. That's the spot you look at. Okay. Says the Radvaz. Well, if that's true, what if you have a spot or blotches that you really can't see? Unless you're standing like this in front of you with a microscope or a magnifying glass. You really can't see it. So fine, you really can't see it just by holding it. If your eyes go there, and your eyes will go there and you don't see it, and you need to look at it really, really carefully, then it would be kosher. The whole reason it's no good is that's where your eyes go to. And what if your eyes go there and you don't see anything? Looks good to me. No, well, they do that in some place. They can take a loop, right? What they use for diamonds. And they're looking at it. There's no chiv like that. Why? You don't see it. You don't have to do that. You don't have to subject the esrog to a microscope or a magnifying glass. You don't have to do that.
Only lettuce.
What? Only lettuce, exactly. Only lettuce. Yeah. Okay? Fine. Next. The big one. Nutla pitmaso. If you remove the pitum. If the pitum got removed, it's puzzle. What's the pitum? Tana Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Nutla buchnaso. The buchna is removed. What's the buchna?
Pestle.
The pestle. What is that? What is that, the pestle? L'chora, what we call the pitum. What we call the pitum is what it's talking about. Okay? Says Rashi. Rashi says, it's a long Rashi. We'll just try to see if we can finish it before we finish. B'masnise havi tani lahai nutla pitmaso buchnaso. That's what the Mishnah means. It means the what we call the pitum. Lefishu chad, it's sharp. V'asu kamin buchna, it looks like a stick. V'zeh lashon mori hazakin Rabbeinu Yaakov. That's what my one Rebbe told me. Av Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alevi, a different Rebbe of mine, hayimafarish pitmaso v'ukaso shneim bezanov. It's not the pitum, it's the ukas. The ukto, she not need to her eats, masha bechutz laguma, she be esrog kosher.
Well, we have one afterwards.
So, if the ukets is removed, I'm sorry, ukto, she need to her eats, masha chutz laguma, she be esrog kosher. Pitmaso, she need like her ukets, mitoch esrog, vichisro, lefikach pasal. If the ukets is completely removed, then it's a problem. If it's broken or half removed or something like that, it's okay. Rashi says, I'm talking about the pitum. Second pshat. I'm talking about the pitum. I'm talking about the ukats. So within Rashi, it's a machlokas.
But doesn't the Gemara, the Mishnah, go on about the witness later on?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm only up to tomorrow's daf. I don't know. I don't remember if it comes up tomorrow. V'hainu, t'tani Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Elazar, Natla Buchnaso, Masha Nichnas L'Soch Esrog, Buchna Nichnas V'Mazir, Shemazir Chalmakom, Chud V'Ogit. Rashi says, I think it's the Okets. We don't all like this Rashi. Tosfos says the same thing. He thinks it's both. He brings a raya from a way a woman grows, when a woman develops. So her breast, the Gemara calls it an Ukets and a Pitam. The Gemara calls it both. As she develops. So Tosfos brings a raya from there, from all places, that you see that both words mean the same thing. Right? So therefore, it's so interesting. It's the opposite places.
Exactly.
And we're machmed on the Esrog. If the Esrog pit the brakes, we don't use it.
Correct.
Right? So interesting. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.